Television viewers in Connecticut might have noticed that their local stations have suddenly been inundated by political ads. That's because six of the seven candidates contesting in the August 14th party primaries for governor are now running TV ads. WSHU's Ebongudama reports.
The latest to join the fray is wealthy Greenwich cable company owner Ned Lamont, the presumed frontrunner in the Democratic Party primary. The ad shows Lamont, who turned 64 this year, with sleeves rolled up, driving a Chevy Equinox through a Hartford neighborhood and making this promise.
I'm not going to take a salary, and I don't need a government car. This one's going to do just fine. Middle class has taken a hit for years. Maybe it's time for your governor to give back as well.
Lamont's Democratic primary opponent is Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim. His campaign has raised about $800,000 and is promising to run its own TV ads closer to the August 14th primary election day. All five candidates running on the Republican side have ads. Frontrunner Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton has one which shows him seated in his living room, introducing himself to voters by talking about how he survived brain surgery.
The operation was a complete success. That's my comeback story. I want to use my time and voice to give Connecticut its own comeback story, to change our future, and to turn our state around.
Tim Herbst, who is a former Trumbull First Selectman, has an ad promising to get things done in Hartford the way he got people together to get things done in Trumbull. Westport entrepreneur Bob Opsitnik has an ad attacking Hartford career politicians. The other two Republicans, businessman Bob Stefanski of Madison and former hedge fund manager David Stemmerman of Greenwich, have ads that attack outgoing Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy and promise to use their business skills to turn around the state's economy. Ebongudama, WSHU News.